This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the schoolofpodcasting.com. This is where I grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today I'm doing something different, mainly because somebody ordered a Fiverr in, it's just a long story. It's amazing how, like, all I want is a website and a link to your show, and it's just too much to ask, apparently. So I heard about this podcast, and I actually want to hear this show. It's called Think Like a Hacker with WordFence. WordFence is a really cool plugin that I use to keep evil people from hacking my site. And according to our good friends at Apple Podcast, here is their description. It says, Mark Maunder, I guess, co-founder of WordFence in 2011, after his WordPress site was hacked and he learned how hard it was to clean and secure. Today, the team has grown to over 35 members worldwide, and WordFence protects over 3 million WordPress sites. Join Mark as he and his colleagues, Kathy Zant, cover interesting topics related to WordPress, security, and innovation. Episodes alternate between security news and interviews with innovators from WordPress and information security communities. And I wanted to listen to episode 26, How Hackers Find Vulnerabilities in WordPress with Ryan Dewhurst. Their website is, as you might think, wordfence.com, and this is listed under technology. And we're going to check it out right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And here we go.
Hi, and welcome to episode 26 of Think Like a Hacker. We have a real treat for you today. At WordCamp Europe, Mark sat down with Ryan Dewhurst. Ryan is a penetration tester. And for those of us not in the security world, the penetration tester is like a hacker, an ethical hacker. It's someone who is looking for vulnerabilities in a site or in a system and then informing the owner of that system where those vulnerabilities are so they can find and patch vulnerabilities before malicious hackers can get at them. Ryan has created something called WP Scan. And when I first started at WordFence, it was one of the tools that I first learned to use in order to find vulnerabilities in WordPress. He also is the maintainer of the WP VulnDB, a vulnerability database that tells you about all the different vulnerabilities that exist in WordPress plugins, themes, and even core. Ryan is a powerhouse, and we're really delighted that Mark was able to sit down with him and talk to him about these projects that have really upped the security game in the WordPress space. Enjoy.
All right, nice introduction. A little echoey on the audio, but definitely listenable. The voiceover person can show up anytime now. Like about now, boom. Nope, just more music for the sake of nothing. It's just music.
So I'm Ryan Dewhurst.
Well, that was
weird. My background is security. So I started to, my first computer, I started to be interested in, one of the first things I was interested in was security and programming, that kind of thing. And then I went to university. I did cybersecurity at university in the UK. Mm-hmm. So I got into the WordPress scene with having my own blog and blogging about security, and that's how I got into the WordPress side of things. And now, I run a consulting business.
Yeah.
So I do penetration testing, mostly based on web applications.
We just heard this. This makes this the good old-fashioned double also, introduction.
Run WP Scan with two other partners.
Yeah. And you're kind of famous for WP Scan these days, right?
I mean,
it's just... Yeah, we just heard about that.
Well, how would you describe what WP Scan is?
That would have been where I would have started the interview.
I mean, the core of it is a command line interface tool to scan a WordPress blog, and it will tell you the configuration issues with the blog, security issues, and also enumerates plugins and themes. And we also have a vulnerability database, which is a component of that, where if we do identify a plugin or a theme that's installed on the blog, what we'll do is we'll match that, the slug, against our vulnerability database and list any vulnerabilities that may affect that plugin or theme. So the idea is, well, the initial idea for me at least, because I was a penetration tester, was to release a tool for the penetration testing community to be able to assess the blogs of their clients and get a better overview of the client security. Rather than having to do all these things manually, they can have a tool that enumerates usernames, attempts password brute forcing, enumerates plugins and themes, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the main core of it is really the command line interface tool.
Yeah, and I guess it's really well known in the fairly technical community.
Yeah.
As you said, folks that do pen testing and so on, it is distributed with Kali Linux, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So it used to be Backtrack. So it was originally introduced in Backtrack.
Okay, so we're getting deep in the weeds. That's fine.
A lot of our audience is not you know, a pen tester or a developer, and so just kind of for their background, Kali Linux is a Linux distribution like Ubuntu.
It is, yeah.
And it comes with a bunch of tools that are basically tools that a hacker can use to break into stuff, but there's a lot of folks that do that professionally, and that's really what a pen tester is, or a penetration tester.
Exactly,
They would fire
they
up.
They keep saying penetration,
Linux,
and I feel like a third grader.
Now they've got a Linux up and running. They've got all these tools available to them.
Yeah.
They can break into something with that, and one of the tools is WPScan. And to be clear, it's a security auditing tool is your intent there. It's not, it's not something that's going to enable hackers, right?
So the original intent was to release it as a tool for penetration testers. And yes, it's included in Kali Linux, and Kali Linux is a distribution for penetration
testers. I
think
I went to school with Kali Linux.
All the tools are pre-installed, so it saves the time of the penetration tester pre-installing the tools. Mm-hmm. And they have a whole Linux distribution specifically built for their job, their penetration testing job. Mm-hmm. So it's very useful for pen testers. And all the tools are pre-installed, pre-configured. So yes, definitely useful.
Can we get to how we find vulnerabilities?
When you fire up WPScan from the command line,
yeah.
I guess you type in WPScan and then a website and maybe some parameters.
Yeah.
What does it actually do? What are the stages that it goes through when it looks at a WordPress site and figures out where the security holes are?
Yeah, so I think the main thing that it checks for, I mean, the very first thing, or the most important thing, is the WordPress version that's installed. So what WordPress version is this blog using? And based on that version, we can determine any vulnerabilities from our vulnerability database, which affects that particular version. So,
all right, a couple things here. I like the intro. You did a great job introducing your guest and saying why you're excited. I just would have started the interview then with, tell us a little bit about WPScan, what he got into, like the actual details of that, because that was basically a double intro. I believe you did mention that this was on the floor of some convention, so that explains kind of why the audio is not great. The intro audio is a little echoey. Sounds like, my guess is you're using a Blue Yeti in an office, and that's easily solved by getting closer to the microphone, getting a pop filter, and maybe getting a different microphone. But you might look into, if this is something that you're going to be doing where you're always interviewing people on the road, you might want to actually look into an audio editor. I'm going to take some of the audio from the interview that we just listened to and run it through some software to see if I can isolate the audio just a little bit. Check this out. So that's the first thing I would have done. There's that music for the sake of nothing, and I just used it to fade in instead of just, here's 10 seconds of music for nothing. Now, here is the original version of the file, and this is where the host was somewhat in a boomy room. Not too bad, but easily to fix. Here's the original one, and then I'll play right after it. I've gone through and run an effect called D-Verb. So here's the original, and then here's the affected one.
We have a real treat for you today. At WordCamp Europe, Mark sat down with Ryan Dewhurst. Ryan is a penetration tester, and for those of us not in the security world, treat for you today. At WordCamp Europe, Mark sat down with Ryan Dewhurst. Ryan is a penetration tester, and for those of us not in the security world.
So again, not a huge difference, not a huge distraction, but an easy fix. Now here's, I went through and used a tool to isolate the vocals from all the background noise. And again, I'll play the original, and then I'll play the one I've applied some effects to.
So I'm Ryan Dewhurst. My background is security. So I started to be interested in, one of the first things I was interested in was security and programming, that kind of thing. So I'm Ryan Dewhurst. My background is security. So I started to be interested in one of the first things I was interested in was security and programming, that kind of thing.
And that's where you have to vote with your ears. And I spent a whopping, 10 seconds on that. Cause that does sound a little artifacty, if that's even a verb. But all in all, I liked the guest. You did a double intro, so you're kind of wasting the time. I thought the intro was good, and being that you're a new company getting into this, I thought it was, you definitely, when I hit stop, I wanted to hear the end of this conversation. So it's hyper niche. We're talking about security, and a lot of it is security about WordPress. So you definitely have my attention, and the audio wasn't so bad, and it was somewhat organized, so... You know, you had me on the line, and the good news is you didn't lose me. So again, it's called Think Like a Hacker from WordFence. And if you would like your show right here, all you have to do is go to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. If you want a full review where we go over not just the first beginning of your show, but the whole episode, as well as your website, your audio quality, your goals for your podcast. It's like having two podcast consultants for the price of a half. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride.